This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
What would us Melburnians do if we didn't have the Arts Centre Melbourne? We are so excited to welcome live into the studios Fez and Tom from the Breeze Factory to tell us about their latest show that's playing this moment at the Arts Centre. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Look, I just, from what I see, you guys started the show last night.
Yes, we opened last night.
So what are you here very early this morning? Was there no after party? I'm assumed you're still drunk in an alley somewhere.
We just came direct from the alley next door to the building.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I thought I saw you when I was walking through this morning, throwing my cans in the bin.
thanks for the alarm clock.
Such a kind man you are, Tom. Yeah. Look, the Breeze Factory are known for their heart-stopping blend of cabaret, burlesque and circus, all done with humour while always pushing the boundaries. Can we expect the excitement again with your new show, Close Encounters?
Yeah, I think we're always trying to do stuff new for our industry as well as individuals within the company. So we're all kind of just going, hey, what's new, what's fresh, what's something different we can do? So if we're feeling that on stage, then I would hope that people are feeling that in the audience.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had the opportunity to bring Close Encounters, our new production, to Melbourne. So we've had a strong connection to Melbourne. The company is based between Brisbane and Melbourne, and this show's been on the road for 2 years.
Wow.
And we've just been waiting for the right time to bring it here and the Arts Centre, let the riffraff into the nice part of the building. So this is the first time we've been in the Playhouse, which is extraordinary.
That's really fancy. Nice, isn't it?
It's moving
up.
And we even wipe our feet before we go in.
You're the only one that does, let me tell you that. That's okay. Look, Fez, you're the MC of the show as well as the artistic director.
Yep.
Tell us the story of Close Encounters, because I was having a little read of the spiel. It's got a great story.
Yeah, it's got a really simple format and a simple structure. Its base has a kind of a futuristic theme, a sci-fi theme to it. And basically the premise is, we came up with a concept to hang all the ideas, all the work from. So it's the show, the company and the show is, it's circus, it's drag, it's burlesque, it's comedy, it's performance art, it's dance. And so we're looking for an interesting way to present those things. There's been this revival of variety and cabaret that's been on the circuit for quite some time now, and we've had the pleasure of being part of that. We've been touring for like 10 years now. Like, the company's been around for 10 years, so yeah. We've seen this popularity grow with this kind of form. So we wanted to kind of bring something interesting and different, and I think something that we pride ourselves in is aside from being entertaining and edgy and silly and creative and artistic, is also about having the opportunity to say something. So we wanted to the premise is that we've come from the future.
Yep.
And it's not too heavy kiddie show narrative. It's basically, the concept is, we've come from the future to let everybody know that while things are feeling a little bit off kilter, while the planet feels a little bit shaky at the moment, while there's some crazy things happening, you know, we've just recently experienced some really ugly business
horrible.
On our planet. Horrible. And so we wanted to kind of not ignore that. We wanted to evoke conversation and thought and make sure that people understand that theatre is a form of escapism, but it's also a place where you can evoke conversation. And so the idea is that we've come from the future to let people know that the human race does survive. We just need to push on and be and get that process of becoming more sophisticated.
It's great. Yeah. So it does have a message. And you are right. Good art should also, you should be able to escape and you get away for that, you know, 2 hours, walk away, experience, but you still actually want to start a conversation or shine a light using humour, other ways, on the issues that are out there.
Yeah, yeah. Or even start an argument. I think that's really lovely sometimes, seeing people walk out of the show and going to the car park, and some people loving it, some people like confused, some people, you know, I think it's really interesting. And last night was a perfect example of the perfect audience. It was such a diverse audience. There was the, you know, the Arts Centre subscribers.
Yeah, so the lovely ladies with their pearls and their matching handbags and shoes. So it's there. We love those ones.
We love them all. And they always look gorgeous. And then there was, like, you know, then there's the queer community, then there's the circus goers, there's the cabaret lovers. So it was a really amazing, diverse audience. And last night was we felt like all of our ducks lined up. With the venue is beautiful, the show after 2 years of running it in, and the audience, we all kind of sat really nicely together. And yeah, it was actually quite electrifying. That's last good. Night's show.
And it's great when magic happens like yes. that. It really does. And you know, from an audience member, you can feel it tingling through. So it's good to hear that you guys actually also experience
it. Yeah, we got a little bit emo. We're at the end of a 5 month run, and then last night when we took our curtain call, there's a wall of standing ovation and screaming. Great. And so I was like, okay, I feel like the darkness coming out. I was like, got a little bit emo. People are actually responding to the performance, but they also, I think there was this kind of unity in there about, you know, acknowledging that it's been a pretty dark week, and so and it was about reminding people why we need to celebrate life as opposed to sabotage.
That is true.
Yeah.
Look, Tom, I was reading here that you're the aerial circus. So what does the aerial master? So does that mean you're getting tied up a lot, or are you spinning across from one side to the other?
Lots of spinning around. I do 2 aerial acts in the show. My main focus is aerial hoop, is a lot of spinning and working at height and seeing what part of my body I can hang off.
So you must be training 24/7. I mean, that's pretty...
Yeah, well, being on tour kind of keeps your show fit. So it's about maintenance when you're on tour. And so
no Maccas, no donuts, you know.
A little sneaky one here and there, doesn't it?
Oh. Listen, look with that bod. with that bod in a leotard, I'm hoping, you know, you don't want no Maccas happening.
We always know it's a good sign of an interview when Tom starts flirting with the guests. Oh,
because you just said you have come off taking this show off, and I saw there that you were in the Spiegel tent through England at the West End.
Yeah, we just did a 2.5 month season in Leicester Square in London.
Because I love going to a Spiegel tent. There's something about the magic, knowing that, you know, the amount of performances that have gone on there. It always gives me chills. Do you find that a special place to perform?
Oh, definitely. The tents were specifically designed for this kind of performance, like especially like cabaret and stuff.
Yeah.
So the show like really pulls people into this other world when it's in a tent like that. And Fez always refers to the tents as our TARDIS, kind of this like weird wooden tent in the middle of London where you would not expect it, and then suddenly it's this like sci-fi show happening, and it just completely bends people's minds a bit.
I think everyone, it's just the things you experience in that tent is just crazy. You don't know what you're going to get. It's great. Yeah.
Look, Close Encounters is at the Arts Centre Melbourne until Sunday 24th of March, but you can also have a very special one-time show at 3 p.m. on Saturday called Brat Kids Fart Carnival. This is a different show, especially for the family. What can they expect from it?
People quite often laugh because the content of our work can span across naughty late night club cabaret and children's work. And I think it's, you know, kids need a bit of drag in their life. Families need a bit of silliness. And so it's basically... obviously a very appropriate variety show for young people, and it is actually about celebrating young people. It's about giving young people and parents the opportunity to kind of, again, it's a bit of escapism, so we let kids run riot. It's like it says, it's called the Brat Kids Carnival. It's where we get to be bratty kids on stage. We let the kids get bratty, and we also set the premises like, once you leave here, this is an imaginary world, once you leave here you go back into reality and then you have to listen to your parents, but while you're in here you can stand on your chairs and just scream.
That's phenomenal.
That's good. That makes a great show.
You can get tickets available at artcentremelbourne.com.au. Boys, thank you so much for coming.
The show runs through until this Sunday, the 24th.
Yes, so
there's multiple shows on each day over the weekend. So check out definitely the Art Centre website, and you'll be able to find out what's going on.
Great program happening in the Art Centre. Check it out.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.